with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in a Detroit suburb and was fatally shot by security. The FBI says it was a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard tells reporters the suspect is dead and no one else was badly hurt in the attack on that synagogue in West Bloomfield, Michigan.
No kids or no staff was injured whatsoever. Okay? So we have no victims other than one of the lead security people was hit by the car and was taken to the hospital for treatment. That individual should be okay.
Bouchard said a security officer was knocked unconscious and 30 law enforcement officers were treated for smoke inhalation. The FBI says ROTC students subdued and killed gunmen who yelled Allahu Akbar before opening fire Thursday in an Old Dominion University classroom. The FBI says the suspect, who killed one person and injured two others at Old Dominion University on Thursday, has been identified by authorities as Mohammed Baylor Jallo, who pleaded guilty in 2016 and to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Oil prices continue to skyrocket as Iran targets Middle East shipping while Israel and the U.S. pound Iran.
Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran with no sign of an end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Shamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 739 points. This is SRN News. New Hampshire lawmakers have killed two pro-life bills, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
One would have banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, while the other would have protected pro-life pregnancy centers. Experts say both measures could be revived at some point in the future, but they're unlikely to pass and would face a certain veto from Governor Kelly Ayotte, who is a Republican but supports abortion. New Hampshire is a mostly liberal state where members of both parties tend to be in favor of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo says a Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shaletta, who pleaded not guilty, was arrested at San Diego International Airport. This is SRN News. Once again, oil prices go up and stocks go down.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as worries about the war with Iran sent crude oil prices back up to $100 a barrel. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 739 points. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.8%. Crude oil trading was once again the center of attention. Companies that face higher costs for fuel took some of the biggest hits. Cruise operator Carnival fell almost 8%. United Airlines lost 4.6%. Seth Seitel in New York.
Senate Republicans plan to launch a full debate next week on legislation to impose strict new proof of citizenship requirements. It's a move that comes in response to pressure from President Donald Trump. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.